It's Helping Hand, weekly feature airing statewide HPR1 stations on Fridays, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Each week, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are thrilled to have a great returning guest from the Valley Isle, Leilani Farm Sanctuary, which is, if you don't know, this Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui, all volunteer, nonprofit, provides shelter to hundreds of rescued and sometimes previously abused animals. And they've got a number of animals there we will hear about. They save animals that are sometimes destined for slaughter or have been orphaned after hunters have killed their mothers or parents. They also educate the community on humane treatment of animals, offer some educational programs for school groups and special needs visitors, and there are tours for the general public, too. You can learn more in a book by our guest, Finding Paradise, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui. But best of all, we welcome that person back right now, Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary. Hey, Laura Lee, welcome back. Happy New Year. Great to have you here.
Thank you. So nice to be back.
And great to have you back. First, for folks who have never heard of your place, explain for the curious what it is and how it functions.
It's an 8-acre refuge for rescued animals. We're 100% volunteer nonprofit. And the animals who reside here include donkeys, chickens, calves, rabbits, sheep, pigs, deer, turkeys, a cow, peahens, ducks, geese, guinea pigs, cats, a dog. I may be forgetting a few. We have 18 different species of animals, and every animal here has a story.
And are those, that adds up to hundreds of animals, it sounds like.
Yes, we have around 300 rescued animals.
Amazing. And where is that on Maui? And talk about who it's named after.
It's on Maui's North Shore in Haikou. And the name Leilani is in honor of our first rescued donkey, Leilani.
Wow. And is, and which, I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, which in Hawaiian means heavenly flower.
And forgive me for not recalling, is Leilani still with us?
Leilani is no longer with us. She's gone to donkey heaven, if there is such a place.
All right. Well, probably the same spot we're all going. You were a very popular guest about a year ago when you were on, and so I have to follow up and ask about, first, before we get into how, ways people can help you and a little bit more description of your fascinating endeavor over there, what's new since last year, Laura Lee, that you want to throw out there before I ask some specific questions?
Well, we've improved the habitat by planting more crops that will feed the animals. We've planted more bananas, avocados, mangoes, papayas, and we've also installed some fantastic garden beds to grow greens. We have 25 guinea pigs and 6 rabbits who go through a lot of greens like parsley, kale, spinach. So we keep them really healthy with all these healthy, organic, fresh-picked greens.
That sounds cool. That sounds like a nice thing. And so I have to ask how one of the stars of your program, who you talked about last year and who is a fascinating creature, Matthew the Turkey, how is he?
Oh, Matthew, he is so sweet. But you know, that's not unusual for turkeys to be affectionate.
Right.
Turkeys by nature are very, very sweet. If you go to any farm sanctuary, you'll find that the turkeys want to be hugged. Matthew is a huge turkey. He probably weighs close to 40 pounds. He was rescued from being butchered before Thanksgiving. His life was saved. And he and his sister, Erica, are really stars at the sanctuary when visitors come. Matthew, in particular, wants to be picked up and cuddled like a big baby.
Yeah, if people go on YouTube, you can see that what you're saying is true. Lots of people have displayed how affectionate turkeys are. A lot of people loving on turkeys, holding them, cuddling them, having them as pets. And certainly Matthew, there's lots of great photos and video of Matthew being snuggled, like you were saying. That is a gigantic turkey. Now, how long has he been living there?
She's been with us for, about 2.5-3 years.
And that's the typical sort of turkey from the mainland that folks see all over the place, or?
He's a bourbon red. The breed of turkeys that are typically slaughtered for human consumption are the big white turkeys. But he and his sister, although they're bourbon reds, they were slated to be killed. So we're very happy that we have them as ambassadors, and that when people meet them and see how personable they are, they can maybe rethink what they want to have for Thanksgiving next year.
Right, no question. Well, when you look at pictures of him, and he does seem to like being snuggled. And so when it comes to funding, as you have a lot of needs you were describing, certainly a lot of mouths to be fed, how do you guys get your funding, Larly?
We offer farm tours to the general public, and it's not unusual for someone on the farm tour to really feel a connection with a certain animal. And after falling in love with that particular animal, they sometimes decide to sponsor. We have a sponsorship program where people can sponsor an animal, and they enroll to make a monthly donation, which helps us provide food, shelter, and veterinary care. And the adopter gets an adoption certificate with a picture of their animal.
Has Matthew been adopted? I'm assuming he has.
Matthew's looking for a sponsor.
Is he? Is he? Okay. That's hard to believe that that cuddly bugger is still sponsorless. But so when you have another thing that people can do to support you guys, in addition to taking tours there, which is how you generate funding and part of how you generate funding, talk about your volunteer opportunities that are there, and maybe paint a picture of when those take place and maybe your biggest needs for folks who want to be part of that team.
Well, we have two different volunteer programs. For people who live on the island and want to commit a 3-hour shift one morning a week, we can train them to learn the morning rounds, which involves feeding, watering, and cleaning up. But for those who are visiting on vacation or from a neighboring island, they can come any Monday or Wednesday morning and help with miscellaneous projects that might include gardening, grooming the cats and the rabbits, cleaning out the guinea pigs' houses. We have many different projects for people to choose from. And that's Monday and Wednesdays beginning at 9 a.m.
And there's also I imagine that people don't necessarily need to be working with animals to play a role in volunteering there, because there's just so many other levels of, I'm imagining, maintenance that need to be done.
Indeed, yes. For people who really want to have the hands-on animal interaction, the morning rounds would be the way to go, because they go all around the whole farm and interact with all the different species.
That's great. And then, so you detail both of those programs, basically. And then in general, if people are able to do like handyman work, or you have any tasks like that, that's another thing that you'd be open to hearing from folks on.
Absolutely. We always have repair projects and maintenance projects.
And there are, you mentioned briefly the tours, and Larly Blanchard, founder and president at Leilani Farm Sanctuary. What are the days that people can go there, days and times, to do the actual tours?
We have farm tours on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and on Saturdays at 10 a.m. The donation is $30 per person, and this is how we fund the care for the animals. And the funds do go straight to the animals, because we don't have any paid staff. We're all volunteers.
And those days again, your first day cut out, say the days and times again?
Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 and Saturdays at 10. Reservations are required, so they can send us an email, and then we will reply back with the information about the tour and the driving directions, etc.
And some of the activities that the visitors can engage in would seem to me, from the outside, to be pretty therapeutic for both the animals and the visitors, sort of like a win-win for the community. And I'm thinking about different things involving your donkey or the deer, the chickens, the cats, giving the pigs a belly rub, brushing the goats, the carrots. Speak a little bit about the kinds of animal interactions that people can engage in, which could probably have a huge positive beneficial effect on both them and the animals.
Oh, yes. People have an absolute blast. We hear people tell us over and over again that their experience here was the highlight of their whole vacation. When they arrive and they park, they see the pasture where all the animals are grazing, and they walk down a garden path leading to the entrance. And along the way, they're greeted by a number of friendly cats. And they come to the picnic table where there are cats lounging, and they get to, once they sign in, they get to mill about and enjoy the grounds, and we ask them to make themselves at home until the start of the tour. And then when the tour starts, we take them around the farm where they get to be up close and personal with all the animals. Many people have never cuddled a chicken before. And we have many chickens who were socialized as youngsters who love to be cuddled. They're just like cats. They're warm and soft, and they smell good. We demonstrate how to cuddle a chicken, and for most people, it's a first-time experience. And I like to say, until you've held a chicken, you haven't really lived. There's nothing like it. So they get to do that. They get to brush the goats and pet the goats. We go into the guinea pig yard where the guinea pigs are super social and friendly. We've got a huge yard for the guinea pigs. We're really fortunate because here on Maui, we don't have predators like those that exist on the mainland. We don't have the foxes or coyotes or birds of prey. So the animals, the guinea pigs, are able to be outside, and they thrive with all the exercise, fresh air, and sunshine. You know, most guinea pigs live in cages.
Right.
So these guinea pigs are just so happy. And all the cats are cool with the guinea pigs. We have two-story houses with little staircases that fit the size of the guinea pigs' legs. And it's not at all unusual for the cats to go and cuddle upstairs in the little houses with the guinea pigs.
An interspecies thing going on there. And did you talk about the pig belly rubs yet? Did I hear you mention?
Oh, yeah. They get to meet the pigs. The pigs like to be kissed on the snout, and they love belly rubs. And we have a big basket of brushes for the volunteers. So the volunteers get to walk around, and whoever they encounter, they can brush. We have huge African sulcata desert tortoises who were rescued. And the tortoises like to be brushed on their shells. So that's a novelty for most people. Most people have never met a tortoise, let alone brushing a tortoise's shell. And we have two donkeys, and they're both very sweet, mellow. One of them in particular loves to be brushed. And in fact, she even likes multiple brushes. So the visitors all circle around her and brush her at the same time, and she's in seventh heaven.
And I should note, there is actually an employee of Hawaii Public Radio, Chloe, who has chickens, and she has brought one to work before, and I can attest they have a remarkable way of liking to be cuddled, and they are pretty warm. But you were talking, as you mentioned, brushes and stuff. It made me think of supplies that you may have need for there, or anything in terms of like a major project that you would make somebody, you could give them an idea to bankroll or to help you with. Is there any kind of supply or thing that I hear sponsoring of animals, but perhaps sponsoring supplies of different kinds or any kind of enclosure?
Yeah. Well, we go through a lot of feed for all these animals. We go through hay, grain, straw. So a gift card for the Dell's Farm Supply would be very helpful.
There's an idea.
And then of course, we always need building supplies. We're always sprucing up the structures. We keep everything in top repair. And we We have orchards where we grow food for the animals, so we can always use garden supplies.
Lots of ways to help out, and I'm sure that if it sparked some interest in you when you reach out to Laura Lee, you can run another idea by her. Let me give you the contact information, LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org. You can give her a buzz, 808-298-8544. And you can email as well, info@LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org. Look for them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Yelp, Twitter, TripAdvisor. Of course, look for them along with all of our previous Helping Hand guests, all their contact information waiting for you, plus the full-length interviews at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. And we have been speaking today with Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary on the Valley Isle, 8 acres, where they are looking after a whole bunch of critters, 300-plus critters in all, and many of them finding a refuge there after going through some pretty tough situations. Before we wrap it up, is there anything that I failed to mention that you want to throw out there for the folks listening, Laura Lee?
Well, what's really special about the sanctuary is how many of the animals have developed interspecies friendships. It's not at all unusual to see the pigs interacting with the deer and the donkeys, hanging out with the goats and the sheep, and the cats sometimes give the pigs massages. They walk across their back and kneed on the pigs, and the pigs couldn't be happier. And the pigs, when it's time to get up, they walk around and they're giving the cats piggyback rides. So there's always something magical happening here at the sanctuary, and it's a good lesson for humans to witness how well animals manage to get along. It's a very harmonious scene here at the farm.
It sure sounds like it, and animals just bring out, even talking about them just makes me feel good, at least. It's Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary, and returning to Helping Hand, our very, very special guest today. And on behalf of all those critters who no doubt they try to communicate to you all the time how grateful they are, but thank you for looking after them and making sure that they have a safe, healthy place to live. It's really nice. And for providing a place where people can get close to animals and realize that magical bond.
Oh, thank you. I feel so fortunate to be able to do work that feels so meaningful to me. I love every aspect of it.
That's awesome. You're doing great stuff, Laura Lee.
Thank you for doing your part, too. We're all in this together.